Fond du Lac County Public Health Officer is urging residents to stop vaping. The alert comes with over 450 possible cases of lung illness associated with the use of e-cigarette products reported to the CDC from 33 states. And Public Health Officer Kim Miller joins us on the show. Good morning, Kim.
Good morning, Greg.
Any cases in Fond du Lac County at this point?
No cases in Fond du Lac County. But it's just a good reminder that we know there's lots of people in Fond du Lac County that are using e-cigarettes. And with this awareness that people are getting really sick and there are deaths that have occurred with the use of e-cigarettes, that it's important that until we have some more information on, you know, really truly what has been in these e-cigarettes that have created these deaths, we should stop it until we can do a little bit more research to see what's going on.
Yeah, CBS News just reported 6 deaths now confirmed.
And I wouldn't doubt that that number will increase. I mean, there's a lot of sick people that are in hospitals now trying to fight whatever's going on. And with that, the e-cigarettes have such an ability to really put whatever you want in them. And also, you know, the FDA is not, you know, regulating what's being put in these now. And so with all of that, you know, there really truly is an unknown of, you know, what people have been putting in them and what really is getting people sick.
Yeah. And this is just, I mean, e-cigarettes have been around for a while. They've been around for several years, but we've only seen these lung illnesses and deaths reported within the last year, within the last several months. So something's happening.
Yeah, something definitely is happening. And so, you know, it isn't that, let's say you go to, you know, one of those establishments that sell that juice, you know, the problem is that that is not regulated. So it's unknown, really. You know, there isn't that like higher being that's saying, yes, this is safe, go ahead and, you know, use it. There is no regulation. So, you know, that may be safe, you know, what people have traditionally been in the past for many years using, you know. And when I say safe, I say that very loosely because, you know, I have, you know, there's definitely differing opinions on what is safe and not safe. Safe, clean air, when you inhale that regularly, Greg, that's safe. You know, when you inhale anything that's other than safe, clean air, you know, then you're looking into the realm of, you know, that there is potential for unsafe. And what we're dealing with right now is the huge uncertainty of, you know, whatever is being put in these devices. And young adults, you know, kids older than 18, you know, you need to be 18 or older to, you know, purchase this. We know younger kids are using this as well. It's all unsafe. And when it's not regulated by the FDA, you know, there is that huge factor of unsafeness.
Why can't someone step
in?
Why can't someone step in and do an emergency, take emergency action to regulate this product?
You know, I think that is what needs to happen. And hopefully with this increased awareness, you know, we can get that to happen. But, you know, I agree with you. I think that that is something that needs to happen. And that will help lessen the ability for people to be using these in the way that they're using them.
All right. What advice? Obviously, you want people to stop vaping. How do they know if they are having, are there symptoms associated with these disease, with this illness?
Yeah, it's probably not all inclusive. I'm sure there's some cases that have had other symptoms, but basically the cases that are being investigated, they're reporting common symptoms such as cough, shortness of breath, chest pain, nauseousness, vomiting, diarrhea, tiredness, fever, and weight loss. And so if you've used an e-cigarette in, like, let's say the last 90 days, and you're experiencing some of those symptoms, we recommend that you talk with your primary care provider because you could be suffering from something that could progressively get worse.
All right. Stop vaping. The alert now from the Fond du Lac County Public Health Office. Public Health Officer Kim Miller, we greatly appreciate you joining us on the program.
Thank you, Greg.